Good morning. You're listening to In Focus News Radio KMAN. Today we are chatting with USD 384 Superintendent of Blue Valley Randolph, Brady Burton. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for being here.
And we've also got USD 378 Superintendent Cliff Williams joining us in studio. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. It's my pleasure to be here.
And we're getting ready for the holidays. Of course, Thanksgiving coming up tomorrow. Always a pleasure to join you guys each month as we do here. I know it's been a busy month, especially for Riley County Schools, Cliff. You guys had a pretty big bond that passed earlier this month.
Yes, we did, Brandon. That's very exciting. We've been working on it for, you know, at least 18 months here, or if you even want to roll it back, since our first one in 2013. And so the energy right after the bond was amazing. There was so much enthusiasm that, it even went down to our younger students. I was walking down the hallway, and a little guy stuck his hand up to me and said, "The bond passed," and gave me a high five. And so that made you really feel good about it. But, you know, our people have spoken, and the bond did pass. And so we're getting after it right away here. Our first project is going to be working on fire suppression, and that's to be in compliance with the insurance. And so we're basically going to be erecting a big tank that's about 180,000 gallons, kind of on the northwest part of our high school property there. And the board this month passed a resolution to sell the bond, so we'll have that process going as well. There'll be a lot of planning and working on the details, but we're going to keep the whole community involved in that process. We're going to use our website and our newsletter to put out a timeline and the projects, and we'll have some walkthroughs, so we'll encourage people to get engaged in that again and feel the enthusiasm. But our goal is going to be to complete the whole project in 2 years. And so we talked a little bit about maybe modifying our schedule, which is a pretty common theme, to make those summers a little bit longer. That way all the contractors can get in there and get their things done without interrupting learning. So, yes, it's a very exciting time.
Well, I think students will probably appreciate having the longer summers.
Yeah, I probably won't hurt the teacher feelings any as well. But, we'll have to keep everybody involved in that process. And, again, we're just at step A here, and there'll be a lot of different things that will be involved in this process. But it's going to be a good run.
Well, and what worked well leading up to the election was the transparency, I think, of the district, kind of getting the word out there. And you guys really did your homework on this.
We did. We have so many people to thank, and I know the board talked last night that they really wanted to express all their gratitude, the many people that went out and informed them. And, you know, I know sometimes you might get, you know, some that are for it and some aren't, you know, for good reasons on both sides. But we really felt like we worked hard to get that information out, use a variety of media to be able to do that. Even, you know, some guest speakers came in here to KMAN, and so we are appreciative of all the efforts so people understand the issues, they understand the solutions, and they can make the best decision that they can.
Yeah. I might just also talk to you quickly about the storm shelter. That's a big need here for the school. When will that start construction?
We believe that the concrete work is going to be first after the fire suppression at the grade school. Obviously, it's easy to do that when you're outside. The goal will be is to try to get that basement built and then get it enclosed, as well as the gym slab that's out there, and just kind of getting that sequence going. And then they can work inside all winter long, and then the next summer they will come in and do all the renovations inside. And so it'll be great to have that storm shelter. I know we've had a few times in there, and even myself sitting in there and just listening to the high winds and the roof was rattling. I know it's going to feel much better to know that our kids and our staff are safer.
Yeah. Well, of course, that was the big election matter here for Riley County Schools. There was also several board positions that came up for both districts. We'll just stay with Cliff here real quick. How'd those turn out for you?
We had four seats, three incumbents won, which was Jared Larson, Kyle Bonablust, and Shane Allen. We'd like to welcome Jeff Hancock, which will be a new member. All these positions will be sworn in January of 2020. And so we're glad to have a full board again, and look forward to them to continue to help our district move forward.
All right. Brady Burton here from USD 384, Blue Valley Randolph. You had four positions up as well.
We did, and before I get into that, I want to congratulate Cliff and all patrons of Riley County for passing their bond. I know they've been working on that for a number of years. I know Cliff's done a lot of footwork. We had one a couple of years ago passed. It takes a lot of organization, and so congratulate he and his district for that. And you know, I think it's interesting. In the state of Kansas, there were 14 bond elections, school bond elections, and I read where 7 of them passed and seven of them were defeated. So it's not the easiest thing to get passed. So anyway, congratulations to them. We did have 4 board positions up for election. Much like Riley County, we had 3 incumbents rerunning unopposed, and so they all won re-election. Jason Hartman, Stephen Corkle, and Mitch Ennis will continue on our board. And then the 4th member, Jamie Peter, did not rerun for his position, and there was 1 candidate, Amy Castle, who ran unopposed, and so she will be our only new member on the board. And actually, our January board meeting will be January 13th. And so technically our new board will start on the 13th, although really it'll be just 1 new member.
Okay. Well, and I know it's always hard to get, especially in the smaller districts, enough representation. Were you guys pleased with as far as the amount of candidates and then also maybe the turnout?
I was. I've been there 15 years. There's been some elections where we actually did not have anybody run. And so it was dependent on a write-in candidate for that position. So, you know, you always hope for maybe there's a little more choice. There'd be at least 2 candidates running for each position. And so there is some type of choice. But to be realistic, I'm just pleased that we had a candidate for each position.
How about you, Cliff?
I would echo what Brady said there and go on and say that there's so much work that goes on behind the scenes that our board members graciously volunteer. I think some feel like maybe it's just once a month, but you know, there's a lot of things throughout the month that we're sending them information as they get prepared and try to make the best decisions they can. And you know, they dedicate a lot of time away from their families. And so I would echo his thoughts that we're glad that we have all our positions filled and thank those members. Coming up in January is always Board of Education Appreciation Month. And so would encourage people to get out and pat those guys on the back and, you know, challenge you to respond to the call there. And if we ever have any openings, you know, step forward and do it. It is a tremendous service, and it's very rewarding as well.
All right. Congratulations to everybody who ran, and again, congratulations to USD 378 for the passage of that bond. What else is going on here in the month of November in each of your respective districts?
A couple things I wanted to mention. Thanksgiving break is actually the 27th through 29th of November. So actually starting today through Thursday, and we've started basketball. It started, I think, the 18th, but so kind of in between sports at this point. We had a school play going on the weekend of the 8th and 9th of November, and so it's kind of a transition time of year between fall and winter activities, and anyway, a little bit of a downtime, but things will start up really quick towards the end of November, 1st of December again.
All right. How about you, Cliff?
Well, I'd like to go out and thank all the veterans and the active service people that are involved in protecting our country and all that they've done. I know I personally have family members that have been in the service and appreciate what they do, and just can't say thanks enough, and I know I speak for Brady when I say that as well. We also are looking at American Education Week, which was the 18th through the 22nd. It was an opportunity to thank all of our school families for their compassion and dedication and the time and efforts that they put forth for our students each and every day. There's so many little things that they do that make a world of difference for our kids. We'd also like to say a big congratulations out to our football team that continues to make a deep push into the playoffs. We wish them the best of luck as they continue to strive forward. And we have a musical as well. And so we had a special guest in there. Appreciate all the people that came out and watched that. It's also a special opportunity for those kids. It's always fun to watch that. A lot of times you get some kids that maybe are kind of quiet and behind the scenes, and they get a chance to get up there on that stage, and it's just amazing to watch them glow and show all their talents.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's really cool.
I might add also that Cliff mentioned Veterans Day. I'm not sure about Riley County. Our band was going to participate in the Manhattan Veterans Day Parade, and due to the weather, we canceled our kids out of the parade. I know they went ahead and had the parade, but anyway, so I would echo Cliff's comments about Veterans Day and American Education Week. We also celebrated American Education Week in our district on November 18th through 22nd.
Well, let's take a quick timeout. We'll come back more in focus here. We're talking with Brady Burton and Cliff Williams, Riley County Schools, and Blue Valley Randolph. Back after this on News Radio KMAN.